Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. The official truck of the Chicago Bears. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer today.
Molly here, and I've lost weight with Nutrisystem, and I know all my coworkers are getting tired of me talking about how good the food is and how I look forward to all my meals, but I keep talking anyway because that's what I like to do. If I know I can get to them, I do so. I wanted to show everyone here at the Score how good the food is, so I brought in a few samples, and I shared them with my destitute producer, Kevin, and my podner. And Kevin, you loved it.
I appreciate your benevolence. Yeah, thank you for bringing in the food for me. I was watching the basketball game last night. Wanted a sweet treat, something a little bit healthier. So I had the chocolate flavored pretzels. It was delightful.
Yeah, Nutrisystem offers the foods you love: pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat burning mode, and all the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right hand corner of the page. Use the promo code Mully, that's MULLY, to get $50 off plus a week of protein packed shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use the promo code Mully, MULLY, and get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Where the frustration is, it's losing. It's not playing up to what we know we're capable of. It's making simple mistakes. It's getting out executed, getting out played. When we know we're capable of much more, when we know we have more inside of us, when we know we're talented, but we're still coming up short. And I mean, there's a lot of the really simple things that we did last year that we do in practice that on game day we're coming up short, and that's why you have this crappy feeling, and that's where the frustrations come. And I mean, losing sucks, and you could tell we don't like it, and that's why it sucks.
The great Mitchell Trubisky.
Mullet and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Losing sucks.
There's another t-shirt.
You can tell that's why we don't like it.
Yeah.
If you love football, you had to love this practice.
Yeah.
Well, Bears.
When you're bragging about your practice,
don't
want to
talk about
translate.
Practice anymore. It's practice.
We're talking about practice,
I'm
man.
Curious what we'll see and hear today, because today.
Yep.
You know, Mitch Trubisky gets another turn this week, and I think we end up evaluating him more than necessary because we don't like what you see on the field. So off the field, it kind of magnifies those moments. You hear from Matt Nagy. I think he'll be asked today because there's so much attention paid to it. What do you do well offensively?
Finally.
You know, what is it that you can hang your hat on midway through your second season? And I don't know that he'll be able to answer that. And I don't think there is an answer because they don't do anything well offensively. They really, their punter is their MVP. Pat O'Donnell's having a pretty good year.
And we were talking about Dave Ragone earlier, and we're getting all sorts of texts from people that want Matt Nagy to hand over the play-calling duties to Rags. Is it, David? Is it Rags time?
That was me texting in.
Oh.
No.
Is
no,
it Rags time?
No.
I just want to say Rag time.
I think that you go from rags to Mitches, and I don't think that you gain anything.
You know I'd go from rags to Mitches.
Look, you could make the argument. Go. I just like it when you belt out a song. You're just waiting. You're just always waiting. You're like one sentence away from belting out a song verse.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. You have a nice voice.
Well, it's a crappy feeling.
That's what Riz told me.
Let's try Reggie. Reggie's on the road.
Good morning, Reggie.
Morning, Reggie.
Morning, guys. Just kind of followed up on David's column about the Ravens' offense. To me, was a real revelation. Seeing how they handled, I thought, one of the best defenses in football, the Patriots. And looking forward to next year, I think if the Bears adopt that system, I think Mitch could run it successfully. But the biggest knock against that system has always been. Well, two things. One, it exposes your quarterback injury.
Yeah.
And two, you need a unique set of a quarterback that can run that. So, crazy idea, but there are two free agents out there or two guys out there, I think, that could run that system effectively that don't cost draft picks. If the Bears get Colin Kaepernick and get Tim Tebow, those are two guys. They're on the bench. Now you have depth at quarterback with three guys that could run that system that would challenge defenses. And I think, again, they're backups. So even though they're both, I think, like 32 or 33, they're your backups. Mitch is still, you know, your future and your star. But if he should go down with some freak injury doing an RPO, you got two guys that can run that system and, you know, maybe get you over the hump. They could get you certainly better than Chase Daniel.
Thanks
for the phone call.
Kevin cut you off there. So I think that is how we feel about that idea.
Well, I just don't think it's a real practical direction they're going to go. And I think when we talk about how they could copy the Ravens, it's more of a kind of a almost a last resort. You know, it's almost how do you save this quarterback? How do you salvage this season? There's no way that Matt Nagy, given his offensive background and given the confidence and belief he has in his own ability to devise an offensive scheme, is going to go that direction in the offseason. No way.
John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the league. I mean, no disrespect to Matt Nagy, but not everybody's John Harbaugh. I mean, he's fantastic.
Well, John Harbaugh knows what he doesn't know and is willing to acknowledge that. And that's why he hires guys who are more, you know, in tune to make changes.
I think Lamar Jackson has been one of the revelations of this season. I think he's having a potential MVP type of season. I think he's been great. I also think he's taking too many hits. And I think when you look at it long term, I don't know that this is going to work beyond a couple few years because, frankly, you're taking too many hits. I understand he had this fantastic game and he outclassed New England and that was great. Go read the Baltimore paper and see what they've actually been saying about the number of hits that this guy is taking. There's a genuine worry about whether the quarterback will make it through the season.
I get it.
Let alone a career.
I get it. But the thing is that you have to ask yourself, you have to weigh that against the likelihood or the possibility that if you don't execute or implement that kind of system, will he have the success to have or the longevity to stick around the NFL as a starting quarterback? You know what I mean? You're almost damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I just think that with Mitch in a shoulder harness, we're talking now about trying to use him like Lamar Jackson. I know that's not what we're talking about. I know that's not what is meant by it. But what's meant by it, and this is the important thing, get the guy on the move and let him throw the ball. You saw the one play he made when he was rolling to his right and unleashed a pass. That's when he's at his best.
If he
what happened to those design plays?
If he can't run with the shoulder harness, don't play him because he's not a pocket passer. You have exposed that reality this year. So if he is unable to go and function in the way that he needs to function to be effective, don't play him. Sit him. Activate Tyler Bray. Give him a clipboard and let him watch until he's healthy. Because if he's on the field, you have to use his skill set to the best of your... So nobody else suffers. Because he's not a pocket passer, and that's been painfully obvious.
Let's try Ken. Ken's on the road. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think that Mitch Trubisky's in a very awful situation simply because the Bears got very, in my opinion, got very lucky last year with a weak schedule. No teams took him seriously, and the defense was just dominant. That's why they went 12-4, not because of the armor and the brains of Mitch Trubisky. I think he's progressing as he should, but I think what's really unfortunate this year is because they went 12-4 last year. Bear fans, sports beat writers, TV analysts, radio analysts, everyone's expecting them to go further in the playoffs because we know about the doink-doink in the wild card playoff last year. So that's put more pressure on him, which could perhaps really damage his confidence and affect his progression in this league. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, welcome to the NFL. The part and parcel is when you're the starting quarterback of a team, there's going to be expectations put upon you. You're going to be expected to win games. And look at what is going on with Daniel Jones right now. You know, here's a guy that came out and looked really good when he first started, and now he's running into what happens with rookie quarterbacks. All the turnovers, all the issues and mistakes and all the problems. That is not unusual in the league. Go back and look at what Peyton Manning did in his rookie year. Look at Troy Aikman. He was on a winless team. But you're supposed to develop. And Mitch is in his third season. And he's in his second season of this offense, and we've not seen progression, David.
The one part of that phone call I would agree with, though, is that last year we were all a little guilty of looking at what was going on and failing to acknowledge or realize the extent to which those takeaways made an impact on the offense and the short fields and some of the other things that it masked. And we get into the season, and they had 36 takeaways last year. They have 11 through 8 games this year. That's not the same pace. You're dealing with longer fields, and this is an offense that can't go. You know, it's not very good between the 20s. It's not very good in the red zone. It's not very good, period. And I think that's been exposed as well. So last year, you kind of overlooked some of those weaknesses because things were going so well. You were winning with defense more than you were your offense.
But isn't it a fact that sometimes when you start winning, that can be as contagious as losing has turned out to be here in this four-game losing streak? When you build your confidence, you can play over your level. It's not unusual. They had a last-place schedule. You know, hell, they should have won that playoff game at home. And then they go on the road, and they would have gone to L.A., and I would have liked that matchup. You know, the Rams, one of the big issues going on in Los Angeles, and I know that no one wants to talk about moving to London, but it's clearly not the owner of the former San Diego Chargers, but the L.A. teams are not drawing a heck of a lot. There's no it is a manufactured fan base. So if the Bears go out there for a playoff game, I would think that it would be a remarkably Bear-friendly crowd.
Defense travels well,
and they would have run into problems in New Orleans. I don't think they'd have gotten to the Super Bowl, but they could have won a couple playoff games if they had won the first one. Sometimes when you start winning, you start believing and you start winning, and you know it's a pity that ended up being their year, and the sustainability, it hasn't been there. That's the pity. And they did. A lot of things went well for them, including the last place schedule. I'm not saying that wasn't a part of it, but it's gone awry here. And now you wonder, part of the schedule's coming up.
When you're going to be back in the playoffs, and now you wonder about, you know, have you fallen behind the Vikings and the sure. Packers? And certainly you can't assume anything about the Lions, even though I do think you're still ahead of them. It's the NFL. Things can change quickly in a year, but the problem that is glaring and the biggest concern is now that you have this question mark at quarterback again, the position you felt you ended last season and you felt pretty good about the two biggest questions facing every NFL franchise. Do you have the answer at the head coach? Do you have the answer at quarterback? And midway through the second season of Matt Nagy, I think you feel less certain about both those answers, except for you think that you know that you don't have the quarterback. You think you have the head coach. And moving forward, what do they do about that? And how do those two guys mesh?
You know, is that the combination that has to work? Or Are they going to try a different combination?
I don't think it can work. I don't know.
That's for sure.
You're going to get an opportunity here over the next eight games, likely, because they insist on starting Mitch, even though I don't know that he gives you the best chance to win Sunday. He has an opportunity to salvage his season and maybe change the course of his career in the final eight games
of
this year.
And the other element of this is that when you have success one year, everyone goes to work on you, right? So you may think that you're going to be the favorite in the division and the favorite in the NFC, but the rest of the league is looking at you. The rest of the division is breaking down tape. They're coming up with ways to play you and ways to combat you. And where has the countermeasure been? Everybody kind of responded to what Matt Nagy was doing, to what the Bears were doing successful. Have we seen the counter? We haven't seen that yet, David. And
not the last 16 games. Problem. I mean, over the course of one season, this Bears offense has performed poorly and at an unacceptable level. The first eight games of last year, okay, you looked like you had struck it rich and you got the right guy and the right system and the right quarterback. Since that point, still waiting. You got to prove it again.
We're going to bring Dan and Connor in next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Breaking news on the Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings, early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Flo here with a really weird word. Buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Playing with Fire is the hottest family comedy of the holidays.
They're just kids. How hard can it be?
Alexa, play BTS.
What are you doing?
Your Alexa's broken.
That's a clock.
John Cena, Playing with Fire, rated PG, in theaters Friday.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
It's no crime to love true crime. In fact, you're not alone with your fascination for murder and mayhem. That's why the Radio.com app has a wide range of true crime at your fingertips, like the popular podcasts Up and Vanished, The Clearing, Most Notorious, Southern Fried True Crime, and so much more. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. When it comes to true crime, Radio.com has it locked up. Radio.com, on your desktop or download the free app now.
Show Transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
This guy has got a bad history with kicking, right?
Yes.
And now he's going to tell Eddie Panera's over here.
The guy for
quick, take a knee. Let Eddie win.
Not just that. He said we were already in field goal range before the scram.
Yes, he did.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The weaknesses of Matt Nagy as an offensive coach are coming to the forefront.